Hello, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Messon, and today is Friday, honey. Listen, it's French Toast Friday, and honey, and catfish, too. It is November the 12th, 2021, 7:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, and y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And y'all know I must push it up to the ATL. And I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are based in Africa. They are in Zimbabwe, Kenya, Nigeria. I do have some members in Germany and the UK. And an honorary member in India, Karan Patani, honey. Listen, I got a special bad promotion that's going on tonight and the whole weekend, honey. Pam Golden will be on the network. Yes, she is. She is a folk singer, songwriter out of Virginia. She's going to be speaking with me later on today. We're going to chat and just have a good time, play her music. We're going to get to know her a little bit, and she's going to hang out with me for just a little bit. But in the meantime, I do have a word from my sponsor.
Have you come up with a new business plan, invention, or project, but you knew in order to afford it, you would have to donate blood all over town until you passed out? Or sell your refrigerator for scrap metal? Or perhaps fished coins out of a local fountain nightly until you were 80? Come on, put down all those beer cans you were cashing in for coins and let us help you become successful. For the struggling entrepreneur, www.biz-cash.com. www.biz-cash.com.
Now listen, y'all. Y'all heard right. Biz-cash.com. Listen, I want y'all to check out this website. If you're having a small cash flow problem, we can fix that really quickly and right away. Just go to the website, biz-cash.com. Listen, let me tell you something. There's a lot of reviews on the website. Oh, five star. So her clients love her. I can tell you that. Listen, let me tell you something. One of her clients says that Jackson and the entire team made them feel priority, top priority. Listen, let me tell you something. I can stop right there. Anytime you have a business where the business makes you feel like you're a top priority, that's who you do want to go with because they're going to pay attention to what you're doing. Now, listen, I'm going to get back to biz-cash.com in just one moment. So, listen, and one more thing I want to say about that before I get to Miss Pam. I can't wait to talk to her. I don't want y'all going around selling no blood, okay? If you got cash flow issues, don't sell your blood. You ain't got to, you know, sell your firstborn. You ain't got to do none of that now. You know, don't go trying to sell off your firstborn. You know what I mean? So, listen, if anything, go sell COVID-19 to somebody else, okay? Now, y'all know I love to entertain, so please, now, don't come sending nobody over here to the studio. Don't call me with no bomb threats or nothing like that. Just go to biz-cash.com. Now, let me say hello to Miss Pam. Hello.
I'm here.
Hello, darling.
Can you hear me?
How you doing? Yes, I can. How you
doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. How about yourself?
Honey, I'm dancing on the moon. You talking about dancing on angel's wings? I'm dancing on the moon, honey.
Oh, I'm so glad you like that song.
I do.
It's a real special song for me.
Well, Pam, I'm so glad to have you here with me. It is such a pleasure. I'm glad you're here. I'm telling you, in your song, Dancing on an Angel's Wing, really did something for me. It really stirred me up. It really did.
Yeah. Dancing on an Angel's Wing, how do I explain that? For me, back in 2015, I had cancer. And this is, that whole album was based on my journey from start to finish. And Dancing on an Angel's Wing, essentially every song on the album, God is the one that placed every lyric on my heart. All I did was put them on paper and sing them out. And Dancing on an Angel's Wing for me was a way for me to express how I felt free. free to breathe, free to live, free to keep going.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
that's what
I
God
do.
Did to me with Dancing
yes,
on an
I
Angel's
do.
Wing.
Mm. You know what? And we're going to, why don't we go ahead and play that song? Because, you know, it's really interesting that you said that. Because when I played the song earlier, it really struck a chord in my heart and in my spirit. It was just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like drinking
yeah.
a glass of cold water when I heard that song. It was just like, you know, it was so refreshing,
yeah.
you know, drinking.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful. It's just beautiful. It really is. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Well, let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and play Dancing on the Angel's Wing, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about your career in music.
Absolutely.
Can we do that? Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Here we go, Dancing on an Angel's Wing.
Once upon a time we saw a picture show. All the clothes through a looking glass. Tapestry of dreams her soul had seen. Looking back you think. Waves of colors, lavenders and blue. Yeah baby, I'm waiting for you. Cause I'm dancing. Yeah, I'm dancing on an angel's wing. Running and a-laughing in a forest of trees. I can see it, can you still feel me? A stepping stone. Visions of a past tucked in your heart will be clasped. Tales and secrets, treasures to share. Yeah, baby, here and there. Season of a path through a looking glass. Of you, of me. Cause I'm dancing. Yeah, I'm dancing on an angel's wing. I am free. And I can see.
Phenomenal. You know, I was listening again really intensely to the song, and, you know, I was thinking that song really is, it really could be to me like an anthem for survivors, those who have survived
yeah.
different challenges, you know, and it really is a heart-touching song, and you was talking about your journey through cancer, and I'm telling you, you know, you are a survivor. Yes, you are.
Thank you.
You're
yeah.
welcome.
No, I loved it. The whole album was, it was a pure joy of writing that. And it's funny how it happened is that the cancer was in, I had everything removed in February of 15, and Walked the Path was, I had written that towards the end of February of 15, and when I was done with all the recovery nonsense, sang it in my church, Walk the Path. And Walk the Path is how I chose to continue to trust in God to walk me through the rest of my journey.
Mm-hmm.
So Walk the Path,
yeah,
is about the journey. And then throughout the entire album, From Me for You, so everything is about people. It's about love. It's about change. The seasons in life, we all go through changes. Some of them are not great.
Yeah.
Some of them,
yeah,
are spectacular. Either way, me personally, it's all good. You only live once, and I didn't. You know, so many of us take that for granted. it's funny, and I don't know. When I was writing the album, it was part of my journey. Every song, every lyric was placed on my heart by God, and if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here right now.
You know, that's why I love what I do, because I meet so many different people, and it's just a pleasure to be talking with you this evening. And when you were talking about writing the album, I'm telling you, the weirdest thing came in. I was like, she is just like a walking hug. You know, you're like a walking hug from God. I mean, I'm like, that's phenomenal. You're a walking hug. You really are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So your whole energy to me is really comforting. You're a comfort. So when individuals meet you, like we're talking tonight, you and your story bring so much comfort and hope to other people that's listening in right now.
I'm hoping. I mean, the only thought I had in my head when the album was complete is that I hope that it can give uplifting or encouragement somewhere along the line to somebody, or just put a smile on your face or something. And if it does that for people, then I know I did okay. I know I did what I'm supposed to do.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You know, and it's funny that you say that, because I always say if I have made somebody smile or laugh within the period of 24 hours in a day, then I've done my job. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I do have one song I wanted to play, Sleepy Little Town. I'm really curious and interested.
Oh, let me tell you about Sleepy Little Town. In fact, I live 10 miles from that little town. I used to live in that little town. I first moved out there in 2015. And the Sleepy Little Town, based on a real town, Colonial Beach, Virginia. The people that are named in the song are all real people. In fact, I introduced Raven to a couple of them when he was visiting me out this way about a month ago, and took him to the very spot where I started the song. I wrote the first half of the song while sitting on the beach in July of 15, and completed the song by January of 16. And then that showed him all the places that are spoken about in that song. Hawthorne Street is a real place. Rocky and Blair and Megan Caitlin, they're all real people. The coffee shop, it talks about the coffee shop. Well, there used to be a coffee shop on a corner there. And when it talks about the place where there are books and dreams, that's the library. And when it talks about treasures and trinkets, there's a thrift store where Jackie and Dot, these are all, it's all real. And that sleepy little town is based on this little town, Colonial Beach, Virginia, and the people that I met there. And
okay.
It's just a very, for me, it was a comfortable little town. It's people are friendly, people are warm. It's just a nice place to be.
Well, let's take a listen to Sleepy Little Town, and we're gonna, after the song finished playing, we're gonna come back and talk some more. I'm really enjoying the conversation.
Okay.
Enjoying getting to know you, and your positive, warm spirit is just so amazing. So I appreciate your spirit and your energy being with me here on tonight. So here we go, folks.
Cool.
This is Sleepy Little Town.
Sitting on a beach along a river's edge, sun setting down over me. Shells and sand, a heron or two, got lost in my thoughts, thinking of you. People and places for my dining fare, Meg and Caitlin, Rocky and Claire. Come sit a spell, maybe a chat or two, got lost in my thoughts, song for you. Sleepy little town, I came to stay, and I can be me. And I can be free to be me. Tree-lined homes, maybe a garden gnome, a town full of love to call one's own. Take a stroll, take a walk, go a quarter of a mile. Visit Mary Jane, you're sure to find a smile in a sleepy little town. Came to see Colonial Beach. Ooh, Colonial Beach. Tales and dreams, a cafe on a corner with coffee and cream. Take a ride on Hawthorne, visit Jackie and Dot. Treasures and trinkets in a tiny little shop in a sleepy little town. I came to see Colonial Beach. Colonial Beach.
I love it. Sleepy Little Town. You guys are just tuning in. That song is Sleepy Little Town. If you're just turning into the Fierce Female Network, you are listening to the one and only Pam Golden. Pam Golden. She's a folk singer, songwriter out of Virginia, and she is amazing, amazing, amazing. I love that song.
Thanks.
Pam. It's wonderful. You're welcome.
I had fun
welcome.
Writing it. I had When I did it in the studio, I had so much fun with my recording artist when we put that together. That was a lot of fun.
You know, and I was going to say, I know you enjoy and love music, and I was going to get to that part, but, you know, what keeps popping up, I'm surprised you haven't written other things, like, I don't know, poetry or little stories or inspirational pieces.
Oh, I did. I don't have them with me. Let me back up a little bit. Back in 2005, when It's a little funny story of that. I had bought my daughter a guitar in an antique store because she wanted to play the guitar. And my daughter, well, long story short, it collected dust over a year. And I was bored one day and picked it up. I'd never played, I'd never nothing. And just kind of pelted out a few tunes. Well, it needed new strings. So the husband bought, my husband bought new strings for it. Well, okay. It sounded okay, but it didn't. So Mother's Day of 2005, the kids and their dad bought me my first guitar. In 2006, I'd written my first, I used to write a lot of Christian music, and wrote my first song and continued to write. My first album back then was called Parables. And then, let's see, I had another person, I went to a church picnic or something, and there was a recording artist there and asked me if I wanted to make a CD. And I was like floored. So I said, sure. So by the end of 2007, I had written another album. It's called Reality Road. And by 2012, another album was called Reflections. I've always been writing. I started writing poetry back when I was in seventh grade. I've always liked to write. And then by 2015 is when I wrote the album For Me, For You.
Have you thought about have you thought about writing about your journey?
I've thought about it, but I don't have, me personally, I don't have the patience to type something out or write something out constantly. I mean, it just, there's, I've thought about it, but it's, I don't type really quick, so no.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
But,
and then there's always, I love to call them pocketbooks. A pocketbook is a little bitty book that costs like 99 cents or $1.99. It's like a little inspirational thing that's really small. You know, you can work it out real quick. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I do, when I'm writing songs, it's funny because some of them have landed on napkins, depending upon where I'm at. I used to, when I mowed the lawn, I used to ride a riding mower. So I used to get a lot of my song lyrics just zipping around the lawn. I always had carried the notebook, jotting down lyrics. And just recently, I can honestly tell you, I went through a writer's block for the past 2 years, or a year and a half maybe. And it's only in the last week that I started writing lyrics again for a new song.
Wow.
But I have a second album right presently that we started, my recording artist and I started right before COVID. The COVID stuff started and it was on, we had to put it on hold for a while. And then I just kind of got tangled, life got kind of a little bumpy along the way. So I kind of took a step back. But my second album, I've already started writing it. It's called Sugarland Bay. It has a lot of crazy stuff in it. Part of it's about a music festival. All of it's all created in my imagination. There's nothing real like as in the For Me, For You album. Just people and places that I've visited or bumped into, and I've created the second album. And it's called, like I said, it's called Sugarland Bay. But it's not, I don't have it down on the CD yet.
Okay.
It's not finished, is what I mean to say. It's not finished.
Well, I do want to ask you a little bit about Blind Music Agency. Now, this is your company, so I wanted to learn a little bit more about Blind Music Agency. This is your label.
You'd have to talk to Raven. He's my record label. You want to know how I met Raven?
Yes, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Okay. I met Raven on the app called StarMaker. And I can honestly tell you, a year ago when I got the app, I didn't know what karaoke was. Never sung karaoke. A friend of mine introduced it to me. This was during the COVID thing. So I wanted to continue singing, keep my voice up. So she mentioned the StarMaker app. So I got the StarMaker app, and in October of 20, I met Raven on the StarMaker app. He had posted out a duet, and I joined it, and that's how I met him. And we remained friends since then, and at present, he's renting a room in my other house in Locust Grove, Virginia, and I got to meet him in person and everything. Great kid. Love him to death. I treat him like he's one of my own.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I love it.
He's the one you got to talk to about Flag Music Agency. He is the founder of it, and he's absolutely amazing. I don't know how to describe Raven, but he's amazing.
He's a beautiful soul. He really is. He's a beautiful soul.
Yes,
he's gonna come on the network and do an interview with me. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. He's good people. He is.
Wonderful. Now I do want to play Walk the Path. Our time is getting just a little bit short, and I do want to play the song that you talked about earlier, Walk the Path. I wanted to play that song. Yes, give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and play the song. You guys, this is Walk the Path. Take a listen.
Cold winter's night, just around 10, I've been thinking of you through the day. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow be here. Memories are making for a journey so near. Sunshine tossed as rainbows smile. Hope in my heart through the longest of miles. Moon, the stars, the heavens above. My soul to keep, yes, Jesus is love. And I can breathe cause of you. And I can see you, and I will walk this path with you, and I will walk along with you. Of winter, spring, summer, fall, changes in our lives, and I'll see us through them all. My faith, my hope, my love for you, find us together and keep him in you. And I can breathe cause of you, and I can see now cause of you, and I can laugh again of you, and I will walk this path with you, and I will walk along with you. Sunshine comes and rainbows smile, open my heart through the longest of miles, moon, the stars and heavens above, soul to keep, yes, Jesus. You and I. winter's night. Just around 10, I've been thinking of you through the day.
Those who are just tuning in, that was Pam Golden and Walk the Path. Well, Pam, we are just about out of time, and I wanted to let you know if you have any closing remarks or anything that you want to say to the listening audience to inspire new beginners that's just getting into music and to help them to get their ways a little bit strong. Go right ahead.
Oh, oh, wow. I don't know what to say. keep trusting in God and keep your faith strong.
Mm.
That's how I live, one day at a time.
That's it.
He's the only
That's
one.
It.
He is the only one that gets me home.
That's it.
That's
and
all
you know
I can
what?
Say.
That's a beautiful spot to end in. We're really out of time. And you guys, y'all know Mama always got a life lesson. But on tonight, honey, the lesson tonight for y'all that's listening, just like Pam said, keep on trusting in God. You know what I mean? Y'all got to keep on trusting in the good Lord. We don't know what's going to happen next week, next month, or next year. But one thing we do know, God is going to always be around. You know, listen, you know, people always talking about have a backup plan. Now, listen, here come Mama's life lesson. You know, I always got a lesson. So listen, my people, you know, you always got plan A, B, C, and D. And I'm one of them persons. I always got plan A, B, C, and D. That's where I used to be. That's where I used to be, people. Now, listen. Now, just like the Miss Pam said just now, God, keep trusting in God. God, make God your backup plan. Make God your everything. And honey, listen, let me tell you something. When you make the good Lord your everything and your backup plan, your blueprint, you know what I mean? Everything is going to come out right. You know, it's just like making hot biscuits in the morning. When you make hot biscuits, your biscuits don't always come out perfect every single time. At least mine don't. Sometimes they come out hard, you know what I mean? Sometimes they come out crunchy and chew it. No, I'm just kidding about that. But my point here is this. When you got God on your side, no matter how you making your biscuits, baby, the biscuits of life, honey, I'm talking about the biscuits of life, everything is going to come out all right. It may not come out according to what you want it to come out. But, honey, when God is your backup plan, everything is going to be all right. Now, listen, I am out of time. Miss Pam is just so wonderful. I feel her spirit and her big old hug that's hugging me right now. Now, listen, Mama got to go because I don't want them to shut out the power on me. Y'all be sweet now, you hear?
You motivated.